This is CliffCentral.com. Fashion Lab on CliffCentral.com.
It's just gone 12 minutes after 2 on a Thursday afternoon. You know what time it is. You're tuned into Fashion Lab Africa, exclusive to Cliff Central. My name is Gerard Foster, standing in for our gracious host, Liz Ogumbo. That P-Square track away was to let you know that she's not in studio today. But she will still be joining us. She's providing us a new echo today. So Liz is representing echoes from the Caribbean, out in Jamaica. We have Francisca Marzelli, who's representing our echoes from Europe, and Edgy Benson, who will give us echoes from America. Are we there, family?
Hi.
How goes it? We are truly global and fashionable right now. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. We're all here.
Cool. So today we are talking about...
We are in the
about...
middle of the Atlantic also.
Exactly. We are literally scattered all over the planet. So today we're going to be talking about relationships in the fashion business. And I think it's quite interesting, the triple play that we opened the show with today, it was also about collaboration, because I think collaboration plays a very vital part in relationships, or collaborations don't happen without relationships. Do you guys want to share with us your views on relationships in the fashion industry and how important they are?
Liz?
I was going to say hi. Before we even start, can we talk about who's who and what are we wearing? Because that's really
we thought that we would get away from it. Do you know the pressure
that I had
this morning?
You can run, but you can hide. Sorry.
All the way from Jamaica, you are putting us under pressure.
Can hide. So I want to, G, because you're sitting in studio today, why don't we start with Gerard Foster? First of all, thank you for sitting in. And always nice to have you in studio. And we just want to know who you are, who you're wearing, and who made your clothes. Let's do that.
Wow. Okay, so shoes from Germany. I'm rocking some Adidas. Edgy, I'm sure you'll be disappointed. I haven't reached the level of getting diesel jeans yet. So I'm wearing jeans from Zara. My top is from Ghana, made by a designer called Ordinaire Wear. And my hat is from Naked Ape. What are you wearing, Liz?
Wow.
G, you always hold it down. It's great. And then I want to know now, we want to know, all of us, what Francisca is wearing today.
Yes.
Francisca, welcome to the show, and obviously lots of love from this side of the world.
Hello, everybody, officially. today I'm in a bright mood because I'm very excited about what I saw in the Première Vision last week. Mm. And today I'm wearing, for this reason, I'm wearing all in black. With a red detail.
Nice.
My shoes.
Francisca, I don't know how you celebrate in black, but I just have to clap for you. It's just like,
Because I'm too much bright. Because otherwise, it's a form of balance. It's a kind of balance.
You can never be too bright, Francisca. You can never be too bright. Ask Liz. Like, clearly, you've not spent enough time with Liz, Francisca. I'm just saying. Edgy, do you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think Liz, when Francisca comes to South Africa, we need to introduce her to Lucilla.
Yes, and then we need to introduce her to Carla in Africa, because, you know, in Africa, when we're happy, we're just colorful.
Exactly.
Listen, I can't wait for this. And we are collecting a lot of witnesses for this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or the listeners.
Keep collecting them, honey. Keep collecting them. I'm ready when you're ready. We are ready when you're ready. Edgy, what are you wearing and
who
made clothes today?
Today I have a lot of meetings, so I'm wearing diesel jeans, of course.
Oh god.
And and a Uniqlo t-shirt and a pair of Bali Chelsea boots, which I love a lot. Yeah, that's what I'm wearing today.
Wow. It's great, guys, to be able to connect with you. And yes, the power of relationships.
And what are you wearing?
Thank you, Edgy.
Yes, I'm curious.
Thank you very much.
Guys, first of all, let's just keep it real. You know, it's 7 a.m. I did not talk to anyone before 10 a.m. Well, not 10 a.m., but I am wearing a beautiful, simple, easy, colorful swimsuit because I'm about to go and take a swim in my private sea here.
Excuse us.
In Jamaica, in the grill. So it's a beautiful two-piece. I am going to take a picture while I'm floating in the water after this and share that with you. But yeah, that's what I'm wearing.
Here is autumn. In the Northern Hemisphere, it's autumn.
Yeah. Here, the sun's so hot, you don't even know what's happening. It's beautiful. So, hey.
All right, Liz.
Yes.
So, I have to leave a little bit early today because of commitments that we have at work. But I wanted to see, I wanted to just... kind of like give you guys my two cents before I have to run. Mm-hmm. I think the question today about this relationships in the industry, I mean, the conversation, the topic is basically, as a fashion designer, as a fashion player, you're not going to go anywhere without relationships. So it's either the ones you already have or the ones you will potentially have. I think the predicate, in a sense, where you are going, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, as a manufacturer, one of my biggest assets is my relationships with designers.
Yeah.
And for designers, one of their biggest relationships is with me, you know? Because These relationships are your minefields. You mine them for the things that you need, whether it's sourcing. For me, it's mining them for business that I need, you know, orders I want, development projects that I need to do. And for designers, they mine me for resources. You know, they mine me for deliveries, they mine me for fabrics, they mine me for all kinds of stuff. So, especially like in Africa, these are cultivating those relationships, mining them for what you need is so important. You know, it's such a huge, it's basically the industry wouldn't survive without this. We as Fashion Lab Africa actually are a good relationship. We are like a minefield for designers in Africa. They can ask us all kinds of stuff. They can find out a lot of information from us. We can create collaborations for them. We can connect them to people like Gerard, who can help them strategize and connect them to people like me or Liz or Francesca for all kinds of relationship things, all kinds of things that they're going to need. So, yes, I think it's a huge topic. There's so much that needs to be done in terms of creating relationships, the responsibility to create these relationships and the desire for them. Actually, it's important.
Yeah, I think just to touch on that and add on that, I think that obviously relationships have become an inevitable feature in today's business environment. And I think obviously as we see the times move, we also see that businesses are increasingly emphasizing relationships they have with their suppliers or their customers.
Francesca, do you want to give us your kind of opinion on relationships in the industry and how important they are?
I can tell you that I can confirm what the Edgy said, mm-hmm. that without relationships you don't go anywhere. You can have the most amazing product, you can have a marvelous story to tell, but if you don't have relationships, you don't go anywhere. You can't fail anywhere. And especially in this ambient, in the environment of the fair, of the Premier Vision,
yeah.
I had one more confirmation of this, mm-hmm. because talking with people, suppliers, customers, and fabricants, and manufacturers, I realized effectively that in a brand you can see what's behind there. If a brand doesn't come in the market in the right way, it's because in the 90% of the cases, there is a conflict behind.
Right.
Conflicts translatable in what? In lack of communications, that is the first problem I see sometimes, and lack of payments, late payments, or but mostly lack of communication. I think is the worst thing can happen when you are building a brand, when you are trying to kick in the market your product. And for this, I think if you are not connected, you die. Not only in fashion, in every field, really.
That's very true.
That's very true. Yeah. So I have a question. I have a follow up question. I mean, we've established that relationships are very important, but what I want to know from Edgy and Francisca specifically, while we get Liz back into the conversation, would you say that in fashion, there are particular relationships that are critical to your journey and your success in the business? So to give you more context, the bulk of my experience lies within music and entertainment. And for instance, in music, there's a book called All You Need to Know About the Music Industry that has been published and reissued many years. And in there, it speaks about, as a musician, as an artist, there's a core team that you have to build around you. So there's your business manager, your lawyer, your tour manager, your agent, your publicist, all of those kinds of people that handle you as a business and as a brand. In fashion, do we have those critical relationships?
Absolutely, yes.
Absolutely. I think in fashion, they are just so... You have to understand that fashion... it's so much more art, you know. It's so much more physical and so much more visual. So these relationships have to be so tangible, and I think it depends on what you're doing. If you're, because it's such a broad area to be, so if you're a designer, for instance, I would think your most critical relationships are going to be, you know, finding a manufacturer is a very big, very critical relationship for you. Finding a fabric supplier, mostly a lot of the thing with finding a manufacturer is that a manufacturer covers a lot of your needs. This is the one-stop shop that covers a lot of your needs in terms of developing an idea, sourcing your fabric, sourcing your trims, everything. So finding that one guy is super important. But I can understand in Africa, it might be difficult to find this one guy who answers all your questions, you know. Mm-hmm. But then you have to compartmentalize in a sense. Then it becomes like, who is more critical to you? If you have CMT, then the next critical thing is finding a good fabric source, you know, a good trim source.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Liz.
Can I just jump? Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Absolutely, Liz. Yeah.
Can I just jump in there a bit?
Yeah.
When we speak about finding a manufacturer, I feel like from a relationship perspective, this is where we now say it's not just finding a manufacturer or CMT, because I can tell you I have a list of CMTs and list of manufacturers, but at the end of the day, a manufacturer and the manufacturer is the difference. And the manufacturer is obviously the manufacturer that you've actually acquired through a really, really special relationship, and they will do your work. Come rain, come shine, they will get your stuff to your door. They will get your stuff to where it needs to be on time. So I think for me, again, with the conversation around relationships, for those of our listeners who are thinking, why are we really talking about this? When we had a brief conversation with Francisca a few days ago, she said, it's not about a manufacturer. It's not about a distributor. It's not about a fashion media company or fashion publishing company. It's about the right person for you or the right business for you. And it's a struggle. It's still a struggle because when I moved to Johannesburg and I was trying to find my way around and thinking, okay, fine, I'm in a new city. How am I going to do my, how am I going to get my production done? And then after production, who am I going to get to distribute my stuff to the stores? And just the whole value chain, I realized that if you don't have the right relationships, then you literally are, you're going to wake up every week with a new chapter, going through the same process over and over and over again. So I think, Francisca, maybe, I know that the La Première Vision just happened. There was a lot of hype on there as well, but there's a lot of, moving and shaking in the industry.
Yeah.
Would you like to also maybe just share with us a bit about, maybe just your experience and...
But Liz, can I, before Francisca comes in, can I say one thing?
Sure.
Just from what you just said about, so I think there's a difference between finding a manufacturer and having a relationship with the manufacturer.
Yeah.
You see, people come to me all the time, they want to make 100 t-shirts. They're not, they don't seek to have a relationship with me, they just want to do this. But
yeah.
some people come to me and they say, Edgy, I only can make 100 t-shirts, but I'm looking for someone who can help me, And then they come to me from a relationship point, and we start to create a relationship, and I start to find a way automatically how I can help them get to where they want to get. So I think it's about us as designers in Africa finding this one guy who can do some things for us and not taking him as a customer, but as a relationship like you can create to bedrock your collection on,
Yeah, and just before Francisca answers,
I have said, mm-hmm. This is what I was saying. Sorry.
No, go ahead, Francisca. I wanted to let Liz know because she lost us for a second. So Liz, while you were away, I had posed the question about whether there are certain key relationships that you have to have in the fashion industry. Because like in music, if you're going to be an artist, as you would know as well, you need a good manager, a good accountant, a good lawyer, a good publicist, a good agent, etc., etc. So we were talking about what are those vital relationships that are required for you to be successful within this industry. Sorry, Francisco, please go ahead. You were telling us.
I was telling that find a manufacturer is not so simple as a young entrepreneur can imagine. Mm-hmm. Find a manufacturer, your manufacturer is the one who understands your story, who understands your aim. This is why it's so important to communicate. This is what I was trying to tell you before. I see with the many brands we deal with as company, I see people that today can buy something because has a good price. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow doesn't come anymore because finds more competitive prices otherwise.
Yeah.
And then comes again, and in that case, customers are always important, always. Mm-hmm. But I can say that. The relationship with a customer that is coming to us every season, even to chat, even to ask how is it going, even to ask simply a favor to talk about him to someone. This creates the history of the connection that other customers don't have.
Yes.
Shortly, if I have one customer that only looks for price, I try to reach his need. I try to make him happy, but I don't have that connection that I have with another profile of customers that always talk to me, that always talk to me and talks. Also saying this. This time I didn't found the price, the right price at yours, but next time we'll try to make business.
Right.
A continuous feedback is vital, without any doubt.
Yeah, no, I believe in that. I was going to say that, I think what all of you have said in a different way is that relationships are important, but I think what's more important is also the vision that you have for yourself and your journey. Yes. So if you have a very clear vision for yourself and what it is you're trying to achieve within the industry, then that will also make it easier for you to find and cultivate the right relationships, because you know that those people will add value to what it is you're trying to achieve. I have another question, which is, do you think that designers should consider things like where we are in terms of time? So I'll give you an example. Edgy, when I met with you in December in New York, I was there to attend a conference by Seth Godin, which is one of my favorite authors. And he talks about how we have shifted from essentially an industrial economy, because we had the Industrial Revolution. Mm-hmm. And where we sit now is the connected economy. So I think, Francisca, you were alluding to that earlier, that, you know, it is about the connection. So, I mean, you guys as designers, manufacturers, et cetera, you're creating something, but it's not even in the hope, but with the faith that there are other people that will resonate and connect with that. So do you guys think that, how important is that in the process of relationships?
No, I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
So what I'm saying is, we've moved from being industrial, because you talk about the fashion industry,
to being relational.
To where we are, which is termed the connected economy. So often people are just like, okay, I want to get into the fashion business. Do I know somebody who, like you just made the example about somebody that just wants to print 100 t-shirts, right? Versus somebody who goes, actually, I want to create a line. Like, Francisca, you've just launched your line of t-shirts. Yeah. So you had a very specific vision for what you wanted to create and why. How difficult was that process of you finding the right suppliers to essentially manifest your vision for your brand?
Oh, I get the point.
This is an interesting question. I've been around this about 1 year. Mm-hmm. I had this idea of the Charmies in my head in 1 year. And I always was looking for longer than me, very far from me.
Right.
And in the end, in the start of the process, I realized that what I needed is to make the decision, really, because I had everything in my hand. Mm. Everything in my hand, really. And starting, breaking the ice. I don't know how to say, how to express.
It's correct.
This in English. Oh, okay, great. Breaking the ice, I found a more way, more interesting and more profitable way to grow.
Okay.
And this is very interesting. Developing the process, you find your way, but you have to start. This is an important point. It could sound obvious, but it's not. You need to start.
That's true.
Even if you don't earn nothing, even if you pay with your own money, but you will need to invest something. You need to start with this mind. You need to invest, and it's just starting that you find your way. There's no other way.
I just want to add on to this conversation, to all of you, G and Francisca and Edgy. In 1991, Berry and Para Suraman defined relationship marketing in service area as what concerns attracting, developing, and retaining customer relationships. They also identified three levels of relationship marketing. So the first was to encourage customers. This is now from a retail to brand relationship perspective. Mm-hmm. So the first was to be able to encourage customers to repurchase the product through price allowances, which obviously is easy. Mm-hmm. The second level was social bonding. Now, in this level, a more permanent way to retain a customer to the business through social setting was used. So it could be special gifts, it could be greeting cards, it could be whatever it is. And then the third, a structural relationship, is the third level of relationship market, which ties both the buyers and the sellers together in a mutually beneficial relationship. So what I want to say is we've touched, obviously, with Francisca, we've touched all, on the manufacturing side, but we've also touched on how she sold that T-shirt line or how she got it to the market. I think the relationship between the brand and the consumer is one of the very big or major sort of points that we have to touch on, because we have to, because that's just what it is. It's such a big part of this business. And I just want to say that from my experience, I want to just say with this, with regard to this relationship with the consumer, it's amazing how you, I've had, like, so I have this Fashion Fridays at the showroom, and I've had women buy my clothes. Sometimes I feel like they maybe they don't even want it. It's just they want to come to whatever I'm doing. So they just want to be associated with something, and that's what actually drives the sales. Mm. So do you hear me or do you dig when I say they don't really need that red dress? But because that you have invited them, you've made them feel special, you've offered them some good red wine, suddenly they're swiping their cards. And that means that they didn't really need the dress. I think that's just back to what we do, those special moments that we create for our consumers on such a level where it actually inclines them, makes them feel like they have to buy, you know?
Yeah, so what you're talking about is the relationship that you build with your consumers as a brand.
Yes, and those little things that you think are so little that you do for them that actually change the day to the night. It's literally like a whole 360 degree. Send them a beautiful bottle of wine and find them dropping X amount just because it's those little things. So when I'm speaking about the relationships or the different levels of relationship marketing, this is, for me, I think I would say one of the things that have really, you know, surprised me pleasantly. And I think that for brands who are thinking, gosh, how do I tie in, especially brands who have that special sort of setup where you can see your consumer or you can connect with them in person even more, I think it is that time to do those special extra little nothings that literally flip the script on a whole new level.
Well, those little nothings always amount to something. I just want to do a time check. Edgy, you said that you're leaving us early. How much time do you have?
Yeah. I have probably another, I think I have another 10 minutes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, at the most, yeah.
I just wanted to add to Liz's point that you just spoke about in terms of the customer relationship. Liz, what's interesting about that, and we're talking about, you know, the business of fashion in Africa, but I think the point that you've just made about those little so-called nothings, I recently did some work for a client, and we went to the African Traders Market here in Yeovil in Johannesburg. And they were explaining that, you know, people don't understand how in this market, you have 10 people selling the same thing. Like you have 10 vegetable stalls, 10 stalls selling clothes or whatever, but everybody is able to exist. And what they explained is that it comes down to those little soft skills. So when I'm going to this to this person in the market where I usually get my tomatoes or my potatoes or whatever it may be, but then in building the relationship to make sure that you're going to come back, I'm going to give you a bunch of bananas for free or a pawpaw or whatever it is. And it's those little soft skills that kind of build the relationship and engender the loyalty so that I know, okay, that's my person. That's the mama or the guy that I'm going to go to at the market because they always look after me.
Yeah,
totally.
These soft skills are a part of the kind of investments I told you before. Mm-hmm. You need to invest in a start, especially in the start, especially, yes. But also later. And almost nobody needs a T-shirt or needs a red dress. Mm. But everybody needs to feel special.
Special, very That's good, true. Very good.
So I think that need and emotional to sell the soul is an emotional process more than connected to a need.
Definitely. I'd like to ask a controversial question to all three of you, because all three of you kind of work in the industry in different capacities. In my kind of limited experience of the fashion business, one of the things that seems to be, and not just in Africa, but globally, one of the things that seems to be a challenge often is kind of cash flow, right? Because it's a cash intensive business. If we look at the value chain, et cetera, et cetera. So would you say that one of the most important things when it comes to relationships in fashion is that those, if you have good, strong relationships, it could help to ease that burden? Because if you're cash strapped, but you have a good relationship, the guy is going to give you 2 weeks to pay it back or whatever it may be in terms of a manufacturer.
Sure. Very true.
Yeah, I think that applies everywhere. I think that's a general rule. That's why you invest in those relationships so that you get those favors, you know? Even for me, like right now at this moment, I'm doing a lab test, fabric lab test for HSN project that we have. Mm-hmm. But we approached the lab from a relationship point, you know? Mm-hmm. And so now the results are out. I'm not in a position where I can wire the funds to them right now because I'm somewhere else. But what we do need to get the fabrics done immediately so that we don't lose time. And, you know, they gave that to me. So it's one of those things that they know that if you're looking to create a relationship, your outlook is long term, and they like long term. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Yes.
Go ahead, Francisca.
Agents, because my first employment is an agent. We arrange credit for customers. Arrange credit how? We are not owners of banks, but we have a strong connections with the purchasers.
Right.
And when we understand the profile of the customer and we find that is credible and is loyal, we talk to the purchaser and ask, listen, he doesn't have credit officially because still the firm doesn't exist, but he has this project and we found that in this vision he has a new perspective, he has a beautiful story, a credible story, so we can arrange credit for him. And it's rare. It never happens that the purchaser don't sell to him, to these customers, even if already started. Because people wants to sell, and don't have credit is something bad for the customer, but also for the purchaser.
I was going to say I would appreciate the 2 weeks, 3 weeks pay in a month. I definitely operating from the continent and operating from a space where sometimes things are late. Sometimes you just have to check in more than you can actually handle. And then obviously you need that time to be able to pay it off. But I want to also boast off the connection with Edgy for those who are tuned in. As much as Edgy is a brother, he's also a manufacturer, obviously, as you can hear, and he's not exempt from doing my work either. So I love it that, you know, we have a relationship where if I say Edgy today, I need 100 pairs of this denim. Whether I have the cash or not, I know my work's happening. So don't try that at home for those who are listening. It's not not everyone. Not everyone can try that, you know. NU is a business, obviously. I respect what you guys are doing, Edgy, but at the same time, I respect the fact and I appreciate the fact that we have this relationship where I can just snap my finger in a snap and you move, which without asking questions. So again, do not try that at home if you're listening. You need to deal with this thing seriously until you're able to get, you know, rip off of the benefits of building the relationship. But like I said, yes. I think that's what's so special about relationships.
But I think you make a very, very important point there, though, Liz, is that we've been talking about relationships and how to cultivate them. But I think one of the most, one of the most important aspects of the relationship is the respect. So as you've just pointed out, is that as much as you appreciate it, the reason why Edgy is able to provide you the service at the pace, etc., that he does and doesn't ask questions is because he knows that there's a mutual respect. And I think that often those are the things that get neglected. So people take it for granted. So they kind of misunderstand your kindness for weakness, and then the potential for them to try and abuse that becomes the issue. So I think it's very important for us to emphasize that there has to be reciprocal respect when cultivating relationships. That has to be the foundation.
That's true.
Actually, the thing with this relationship, just listening to, going back to what Liz was saying, the results of creating relationships with a manufacturer or anybody is just that so much else comes out of it, because as a designer, you're thinking of so many things. Like Liz has Fashion Lab, right? Mm-hmm. And just because we created this relationship, she was able to tap me into it. And just like I could say, oh, Liz, if you need anything, this is what I can do. But because we've committed to this relationship, see, it opens a lot of doors both ways for us. So I think it's so important for African designers to really, really like clue in on it and just create relationships. Whether it is just with a local tailor, anything that moves your needle, I think you have to create these relationships.
You know, I was going to say, before we even go on, I met Francisca in, now this is even shocking.
I was thinking about this.
Yes. I met Francisca in January this year when I went to Showcase in Lisbon. Yeah. And it's shocking. People think we've been connected for like years, but Francisca's connection was special because it was through a friend. All these connections are special. I don't take any for granted.
Yes.
But the funny thing is, the person who connected us is actually the one I should be talking to constantly. But it's funny how this is happening. We only had lunch with Francisca, hang out by the beach, and then here we are on Fashion Lab, and Francisca has put her time into Fashion Lab as if it was her own baby. Another thing is, I have to also big up, you know, it's a big up thing, it's a big up time, you know?
Guess where Liz is? Jamaica.
but listen, Francisca, before you come in. The reason we spoke about media, but we obviously are running out of time. But another thing I want to touch on is, how cool is it that I can be sitting here at the beach about to go dive into this beautiful, clean water and just breathe and swim?
Don't
my life
this.
Away. Yeah, but I won't tell. I won't.
Enough, Liz.
Tell it again.
We get it. You're in Negril. No, you're in Jamaica. Okay, we get it. Thank you.
Okay, I stop. Zip.
You may make your point now.
Okay, let me make my point without rubbing that in. But the fact that I'm sitting here and you, you know, Francisca is sitting in Lisbon, Edge is sitting in New York, Gerard is sitting in Johannesburg at the Cliff Central Studio. Thank you, God, for technology. Oh, my God, we could never do this in 1964. But yes, but the fact that I'm sitting here, you guys are all sitting there, we are all having this conversation, and we are having a real conversation. And you guys have put your time in, have put your commitment in. That is relationship. I could only call Gerard a few hours ago to say, please get to studio. And he stops what he's doing and gets to studio only because of our relationship. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Edgy. Edgy is sitting there. He knows he's under pressure, but he's like, freak, I'm committed to this. He's got to run in and do his things. Francisca obviously has a full day. And I think that, again, I have to be appreciative of the relationships. These are world class. This is like when people say, this is not gold. This is like, this is diamond relationships. This is platinum, baby. So I appreciate these relationships. For those who are tuned in and wondering how this relationship conversation is going to touch your life or touches your life, it's definitely beyond fashion. This is what we live. So I think if you haven't thought about how to start nurturing and watering your garden and start, you know, nurturing these relationships, then you really are sleeping. And I think that we live in a time also where it's really, really hard to just take one step in a day, just one step and say, I have accomplished next. So I think if you, again, do not know or do not see or have not thought about this, it's easy. It's easy. I put up a post yesterday saying it's easy to, I'm going to find that post.
Yeah, I saw
Francisca and Edgy, what is your feedback? I'm going to find that post and throw it out there before
Francisca
we
and Edgy,
finalize.
Just before you go ahead,
no.
I'm conscious of time for you, Edgy. So what I'd like to ask you is your comments, your closing comment, as well as who you would like to dress
who
and
you
why.
Me, right?
Yes, Edgy.
Okay.
I know we usually go ladies first, Francisca, please forgive me. But I'm just
living, actually.
Yes.
So let me... My closing remarks would be like, just understand that your relationships are your possibilities. All your possibilities are in those relationships that you create. For one, you create them because you want to find answers to questions that you have or these needs that you have. So the relationships actually are your possibilities, you know? Mm. And I think that's what African designers should look at. Every one of us sitting in this studio today is a relationship that they can have, you know, and that can help them. And in terms of who I want to dress, I am going for Liz.
Oh, wow.
Again.
And I'm living
shots fired. Shots fired.
I'm living her in her bikini.
Now for you. Now for you. Fine.
And I'm signing off.
Now also.
And Gerard, I'm so grateful for you. I mean, I think you personify like this idea of a relationship for us. I mean, you're holding it down there for us, and it's so amazing that we have, like Liz was saying, that we have this thing that we have, you know. So thank you so much, and thank you, Francesca.
Thank you,
yes,
guys.
Thank you.
All right,
thank
guys.
Edgy, have a good day. Have successful meetings. Yes.
Thank you, Edgy.
Thank you.
Francisca.
Now, Gerard.
Liz, Francisca was supposed to give us her comments.
Okay.
Sorry. You know I'm going to be that guy.
I will only let you do this today, G. You know, that's why I'm very calm today. Can't you see?
Yeah, it's okay. Stay in Jamaica, Liz. It keeps you calm. It's good for you.
Okay.
Francisca.
About my relationship with the Liz, I can tell you that it's something that happened, and a ray of light that I saw, because I liked her a lot since the first shaking of our hands, and I adored her energy, so it was immediate to say yes. Why do with me what you want? I'm here. You can do whatever you want with me. So this is why I'm here today.
Awesome.
I'm flattered.
Another detail.
Mm-hmm.
We are Leos. We discovered after 3 months.
So we have two lionesses on the team.
No, but not only.
Not only that.
One day of
less
difference.
Than a day.
One day and many, many years of difference. I don't talk about years. I talk about the days. I was born in one day, and she was born in the day, later.
Wow.
The day, yes.
And we discovered this after 3 months, 4 months. We were talking every week about the fashion lab and what are we talking about today, tomorrow, and so on. So
okay.
It's amazing.
That's
it's
very
not true,
amazing.
But I believe it.
No, very, very amazing. Francisca, do you have any closing comments, and who would you like to dress and why?
Well, I'm very fresh from the premiere of the Victoria and Abdul movie.
Ooh.
With a strong recommendation, go and watch it. It's amazing. It's a wonderful movie about love with the great L in the end. in the start, sorry. It's an amazing movie, and made by acted by an amazing actress that I adore, Judi Dench. Oh, so lovely. I want to dress the Judi Dench today.
Okay. Miss Judi Dench, if you know what's good for you, you know, Francisca's chilling in Lisbon waiting for you.
I am so it's so funny how we talk about this, because we get so busy and we don't get to touch base on all these things, and we won't finish this conversation today around relationships because we are living it. But at the end of the day, I want to appreciate you, G, as well. G is my brother from another mama. For those who wonder why he's always hanging around. Well, he's not always hanging around, but he can if we want to, because he is. He is like that. And the fact that I can call him like a few hours before and he can actually be there is just to show you what is going on, what a guanin. But either way, I think for me, my closing shot today is a quote by John Baez. It says, the easiest kind of relationships is with 10,000 people. The hardest is with one. So... How you wanna apply that is really up to you. Like we say in Africa, you can take the cow to the river, but you cannot force it to drink the water now. So me, I'm just taking you to the river. What you decide to do with the water, if you wanna swim on it or sleep on it, is up to you. But I really have seen this. It is a real testimony that, you know, you can run and try to do things on your own and see how far you go. But the easiest way is actually do it together, do it collectively. Find a collective or find a coalition, form a coalition and move with a lot of similar-minded people and you'll get to the top. Today, who I want to address is, I think, Victoria Beckham. I think she's very, I don't know her. It's not like we're having coffee yesterday, but I don't know her like that. But I just know that she really exudes chic. And I think I would love to dress her maybe in one of our Denimania pieces. I think she'd really work well with that. Maybe the trench coat or something really classic. She's a classic, chic, stylish somebody.
That's so anyway, that's call what, her posh that's spice.
Okay,
guys, a posh one.
Yeah, we have 20 seconds to go. We're wrapping up. Spice. Thank you very much for spending time with us. This has been Fashion Lab Africa. We're back next week, Thursday, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., exclusive to Cliff Central. And we are about to be out. I thought that I would play a song for you ladies. It's called Fashion Killer, because this is the Fashion Lab. Have yourselves a fashionable week and weekend. Bye-bye.
Thank you,
Gerard.
Ciao, ciao.
Fashion Lab on CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.